さあ目を閉じてゆっくり深く深呼吸しましょう。長くゆっくり深い呼吸を、肺いっぱいに吸って吐いて、今あなたが聴いている音楽のバイブレーションが体全体に行き渡るように、あなたは今宇宙ステーションの白いラウンジで、柔らかく美しいソファーにもたれ、とてもリラックスしています。さあゆっくり深く深呼吸しましょう。息をするたびにあなたはもっとリラックスして心地よくなっていきます。あなたの意識に深く集中してください。このテープに録音された言葉やポジティブなサジェスチョンはあなたの心の中にフィックスされて、ずっと長い間残るはずです。窓の外には果てしない銀河系宇宙が広がっています。私の声が聞こえますか？さあもっとリラックスしてください。潜在的な心のパワーを感じるようになると、あなたが本当に願うような感覚的な喜びを経験できるようになります。ステーションの白いラウンジのソファーにもたれているあなたはとてもリラックスしていて、まるで背中や腕や腰がソファーと一体化しているような感覚です。さあリラックスして深く息をしてください。想像してみてください。あなたはもうすっかり美しいソファーと一体化しています。柔らかくて美しいこのソファーの上にゆっくりと私が腰掛けてあげましょう。私はあなたのパートナーです。ゆっくり深く息をしてください。経験している気持ちのいいバイブレーションに向かって意識を集中させてください。今あなたは深いリラクゼーションのステージにいます。このテープに録音された言葉やポジティブなサジェッションはあなたの心の中にフィックスされて、ずっと長い間残るはずです。呼吸をしてください。メディテーションはあなたの眠っている知覚を見つけて、それを現実のものにしてくれるはずです。
He steered me up and down as if I was a restaurant menu. The accidental meeting made my blood red like a Chianti. Mio, I'm here. する布団が裾は
Hi, this is 本当に願うような感覚的な喜びを経験できるようになります。But you can just call it J-pop versus metal. special guest today, Jim Haku. That's me. Been thinking lately. Excuse me. You know, I don't know. I feel like lately, past few years, maybe not that long, but I don't know, like Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo hasn't been like a part of my daily life as much as it used to be. I don't know. Something I'm thinking about. But that's not your problem. J-pop and metal. And I want to say RIP to the guitarist from Baby Metal. Although I'm not a fan, I'm not a complete piece of shit, so it's sad that he died. I don't know his name because I'm sorry. But we're gonna move on from that with this short show today. And you know, every blog, the last post of every dead blog starts off with, sorry I haven't posted for a while. Hey guys, sorry I haven't posted for a while. 2012. So try not to start off shows with that, because try to keep this thing going in whatever fashion, whatever form it takes. And today you were hearing a short show with some long songs, and you just heard Chibomato's theme, which is not the theme of the show. The theme of the show is Music for Sofa by Pizzicato 5, which is part of the longer piece, Porno 3003, or San Zen San. Porno San Zen San. Which I used to wonder about what that's a reference to, because Pizzicato 5 is always referencing things usually from the 60s, and it looks like the word boob, apparently. That's, I don't know if that's really true, but I don't know. Kunishi's a weird guy. But anyway, I just like the sound of that phrase. I think it was the name of my live journal, that phrase. It's my favorite sentence, the hontoni negai na kankaku teke no yorokobi wa keiken dekiru yo ni naimasu, which means your dreams will come true. Sort of. And I think I was making fun of The Secret at the time. I don't know. Yeah, I was making fun of The Secret. And which is not a thing. I don't really believe in magic or God or Jesus, heaven, hell, astrology. Last one was tough. I don't know why. But that's how it goes. It's just me. I'm just throwing that out there. Just a fact about myself. But anyway, oh, yeah. Chibomato. Chibomato is announced that they're finally breaking up. They had gotten back together, and now they broke up again. Which is sad. But, hey, they had a good run. And I was thinking about Japanese rap, which you'll hear. There's going to be another show. Don't worry about it. There's going to be another show. I'm going to play more Japanese rap. But I heard there's another show, Japan 2.0, which you should check out. And they had a show on Japanese rap, and they included a Chibomato song on there, Sunday. And I never think of Chibomato has like hip hop in its like DNA. It's a definite influence, but I wouldn't consider Miho Tori a rapper. But in this song theme, she does rap in Japanese. She does not a whole lot of Japanese in Chibomato lyrics, but this one does. She totally raps for about a minute. It's just a short part of the song. You can listen to it again. That's the great thing about podcasts. You can go back and listen to it again. And we're going to hear another song by Mayhem from the Ordo Ad Kale album, which is great. Some people think the production is terrible on this album, and I think it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect for this style of music. I think it's great. and we're going to hear this one song. I didn't realize it was like 10 minutes long when I picked it out, because I'm listening to it in the car, and the album is just like one big piece of, it's like constant. It's unrelenting. It's a great album. But there's like this part in this song where it's just like this like sine wave thing going on. It's like just this rising tone. It's like so weird and like uneasy. It just creates this weird tone. It sounds like the song is going to explode. It's like this rising, and then it doesn't. It kind of doesn't, but it's like also really chaotic and noisy and everything, but it's not like, just creates this weird energy. I really like what it does. Maybe I should have played it before I talked about it. Maybe I'm wrecking it. Spoiler warning, this song does something that is weird, and you're not, I already told you what's going to happen. I'm sorry. Go back, and skip over this part, and then listen to the song. And that's all we got for today. And I'm going to see you never. Possibly, I might never see you, because this is a podcast on the internet. And I can't see you now, and might not see you in the future, but that's okay. All right, I'll have more stuff later. I'll see you whenever. Ciao.